CNN Radio. I'm Stan Case. President Obama is dispatching about 100 U.S. troops to Central Africa to help track down leaders of a guerrilla group in and around Uganda. The president says the troops will not engage the Lord's Resistance Army unless they need to defend themselves. Arizona Senator John McCain says he's for lending a helping hand.
We've got to be very careful, and I think it requires more consultation with Congress and with the American people again.
A federal appeals court has blocked enforcement of parts of Alabama's controversial immigration law. The U.S. Justice Department asked for the injunction until questions about the law's constitutionality are resolved. Alabama State Representative Mike Ball says something has to be done about illegal immigration.
This problem didn't happen overnight. It really started getting bad over the last 10, 15, 20 years, and it's not going to get fixed overnight.
Among other provisions, the Alabama law would allow officials to detain suspected illegal aliens without bond. A number of states might soon require people seeking public assistance to submit to a drug test. Lawmakers in about three dozen states have proposed the requirement to ensure tax dollars aren't wasted. CNN legal analyst Jeffrey Toobin says it's probably constitutional.
There isn't a definitive ruling yet, but my sense is it is. Because the government is free, usually, to attach strings when it gives a benefit.
Civil liberties groups argue it's an unreasonable search. A former hedge fund manager sentenced to 11 years in prison wants to do his time at a federal lockup in North Carolina that has a medical center. His lawyer says Raj Rajaratnam has serious health problems. It's the same prison where convicted swindler Bernard Madoff is serving a 150-year sentence. Game 5 of the National League Championship Series tonight in St. Louis. The Cardinals and the Milwaukee Brewers have split the first four contests. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared.
At Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, we'll test them fast and free on most vehicles. If the best way to test your battery was to place our tongues directly on your old battery, we'd do it. But we have a machine that's far more accurate. Need a new battery? We'll install it free with purchase using our hands. No machine can replace those. Service is our best part.
Advance Auto Parts.
WLEW, I'm Jason Scott. A tractor-trailer driver is dead after his truck crossed the center lane of the Mackinac Bridge and struck a car heading in the opposite direction. Michigan State Police Sergeant Lori Hartwig says Friday afternoon that part of the truck is hanging over a bridge railing but is in no danger of falling into the Straits of Mackinac. Hartwig says the truck was southbound near mid-span of the 5-mile-long bridge about 2 p.m. today when it hit the northbound car. The occupants of the car were not injured. It is not clear if the truck's driver was killed by the crash or from a health issue suffered before the wreck. Traffic along both directions of the bridge is backed up. The bridge connects Michigan's upper and lower peninsulas. Two organizations are developing a study that will outline three options for separating the Great Lakes and Mississippi River watersheds in Chicago area to prevent migration of Asian carp and other invasive species between them. Leaders of the Great Lakes Commission and the Great Lakes and St. Lawrence Cities Commission plan to release their report in January. They provided an update on their progress Friday during Great Lakes Week, a gathering of advocates, scientists, and policymakers in Detroit. One option would place five barriers near intersections of rivers and Lake Michigan. The other would place three barriers on a single barrier at locations farther from the lake. The two groups will represent their findings to the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which is conducting its own study. A report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture says farmers are cutting back significantly on the amount of soil and nutrients eroding from the fields to the Great Lakes and neighboring waterways. A study estimates that methods such as no-till cultivation have cut in half the volume of sediments entering rivers and streams in the region, while phosphorus and nutrient runoff are down by more than one-third. Nutrients from farms and municipal waste treatment plants are believed to be one cause of rampant algae growth in the Great Lakes in recent years. The study is based on a survey of farmers between 2003 and 2006. Andy Botchbaum of the National Wildlife Federation says the report shows progress is being made, but says more must be done to fix the algae problem. The Michigan House Thursday approved legislation that is meant to help residents keep their insurance premiums low by ensuring how credit scores can be used to determine insurance discounts. Representative Paul Opsummer said there were a number of goals informing the measure.
We had, as we worked on this in the House, bipartisanly three goals. One, to put in statute the protection that credit scores cannot be used to deny, cancel, or renew an insurance premium and policy. Second, to provide greater transparency for the consumer. And three, to provide additional consumer protections.
The DeWitt Republican added,
these bills are designed to ensure that consumers can continue to lower their premiums based upon a good credit score through credit discounts on your auto insurance.
He noted it was a bipartisan effort.
This bipartisan package of bills not only retains the protection of not using credit scores in underwriting, it actually strengthens that protection for the residents of the state of Michigan.
Meanwhile, on a different issue pertaining to auto insurance, a Republican-led state House committee has approved a proposal that would change Michigan's auto insurance coverage requirements for people injured in accidents. The House Insurance Committee approved the measure Thursday, mostly along party lines, setting up the measure for a vote on the House floor. Michigan is now the only state in the nation that mandates uncapped medical benefit coverages for people seriously injured in auto accidents. The new proposal instead would offer motorists less expensive insurance in exchange for limited personal injury protection coverage. The new proposal would offer a range of coverage of options from $500,000 to $5 million. Supporters say motorists should have options for coverage. Opponents say motorists opting for less coverage could wind up underinsured and in financial trouble if they're seriously injured in an accident. Stand by for more news.
In a perfect world, everything would always be perfect.
When it comes to insurance, some people like to gamble. They think accidents are things that happen to other people.
Hey, I could get hit by lightning, but what are the odds?
Of course, we hope he's right for his sake.
Don't worry, everything's under control.
Fortunately, your independent insurance agent is on the job. Your independent agent is not limited to just one company. That means you'll get the best coverage at the best price.
Things happen.
Custom tailored coverage to meet your specific needs. Whether it's protection for your home, your health, your life, or your car, you'll know you've got protection you can count on when things happen in life. And that's something anyone can live with. Hastings Mutual and Romzix Insurance.
Things happen.
Because things happen.
Things happen.
The Republican-led Michigan House is balking at federal regulations that will phase out the making and sale of incandescent light bulbs beginning in 2012. The House passed a measure Thursday by a 62-46 mostly party-line vote that would allow the old-style bulbs to be made and used in the state even after the ban kicks in. The bulbs likely would have to be banned, would have to be remain in Michigan. Representative Ed McBloom said there are two sides to the issue.
Those who say, well, they take less energy, obviously make one case, but what about the amount of energy it takes to manufacture the light bulb? It has a lot more components. It has petroleum in it, mercury in it, glass, aluminum, many more components. So are those taken into account? What about all the electricity and energy it took to even produce that light bulb?
The Republican from Vulcan, Michigan added, this is simple government intrusion into our lives.
There's no reason why the government needs to step in here and tell consumers we're going to force you to save money by making you buy this other light bulb that we believe is a better product.
He said the marketplace should make the determination to change.
We didn't outlaw horse and buggies. We didn't outlaw vinyl records or 8-track tapes. Consumers made the choice to migrate to where they want to go.
The measure advances to the Senate. Democrats who opposed the bill said there aren't any Michigan companies making the bulbs. Banning incandescent bulbs would force consumers to use more energy-efficient bulbs, but opponents